UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I mean, they should have called me to fill in. I would have nailed that.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That's a big butt, Strebel.
And James Strebel.
Thank you. I got it all off my chest now.
Are you good?
I feel much better.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I don't know. I guess I've never been more jealous of people that live in Indiana than I do right now. The Andy Sweeney's of the world and James Strebel, because it's like it's living in two different countries right now.
That's right, Drew, and we don't want you over here. You stay over there in your East End with no pools. Me and Round Daddy will be in the pool together.
That's
with
right.
Our shirts on. You're damn right.
That's right, this weekend. Yes, Memorial Day weekend.
2 hours and 59 minutes of UK cheerleading talk begins now. It is The Take. Andy Sweeney, that's me. We got you for the next 3 hours. James Strebel alongside Mitchell Hannigan, the pale one, back at the Papa John Studios.
Mitchell Hannigan.
There we go. Mitch and Strebel spent the entire weekend bragging how much and how often they were betting and watching Churchill Downs, the racing there. Strebel, oh, today has been a great day. As he watched horse racing for the first time apparently ever at Churchill Downs. We are both as well black and red until we're dead today.
That's right.
Look at us. You have the red shirt with the black shorts. I have the black shirt with the red shorts. How about that? Like Maven and Rummage in here. How about this?
That is. It's
like Ennis today, who we'll have on at 5 o'clock.
Hopefully he matches as well. I'm sure he will. You know, Ennis has something red on today. I guarantee it.
He probably has his CardinalSports.com polo.
That's right. Those are very nice.
Mitch, what is going on at the office today? I know the computer's nearly broke. I know Pat has been running around because of that.
Yeah, Pat was in a bad mood.
Was he in a bad mood today?
He's just like, it's been one of those days, Mitch. I'm just like, I know. It's Monday, they're in quarantine.
Probably because he put his life on the line with his crappy picks from NASCAR and didn't do well in any of them.
Boy.
In NASCAR. We will not get to that because it was boring because it's NASCAR. So
yes.
There is the analysis of NASCAR. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. Like I said, it is The Take on ESPN 680 105.7. What am I trying to say? From the story today of the UK cheerleading team, and I have not got to read all of this. I saw this only go up 30 minutes ago, and I just saw it now. So obviously I should have seen it before, but our friend Rick Bozich wondered why the dance teams and cheerleaders are out there. He gave that same hot take with the Ladybirds a couple weeks ago on the show. I'm about halfway done with that column, so I'm going to dive into that during the first break. So yes, we will get into that story. Christian Lander officially reclassifies, and I feel like this is a perfect IU post game.
I do too.
For Big Easy and intern Crean, right?
Honestly, not the same reaction that Romeo got when he committed to
IU. I mean, listen, Romeo, when they went to Floyd Central and played, he signed autographs for 2 hours after the game.
Two hours?
What a kid.
2 hours? That's the length of Fight Club, the movie.
Mitch. Why did you do that? You know that's the joke that everyone had to write about that. How for 2 hours he would be after the game signing autographs. That was always the story if they went to Columbus East. Yes, it's also the runtime for Fight Club, as you so eloquently said. Are you okay today?
I'm good.
Did you get a concussion this weekend?
No.
Have you talked to anybody?
Yeah.
Besides your wife? Have you talked to
enough? Kids.
Well, yeah, your kids and your wife. Is that all you've been doing?
I've been texting with friends, one of our neighbors.
I text you an IG model the other day. You never text me back.
I was in Saturday was glorious because I was able to get out a little bit, went to the studio, picked up my check, said hello to one intern, Crean.
How bad was Crean looking?
Boy, he's looking disheveled.
He was running the Horse Racing Radio Network at 8 a.m.
Yes.
On ESPN 680, and then the Kenny Rice Show at 11 a.m. on 93.9 The Ville. And he's not a morning person.
No, I startled him. He was the entire studio was empty except for him. So I walked past the 93.9 studio, and he's, like, stretched out in a chair. Just, like, passed out.
He passed out?
Yeah, and he popped
up. Did you have to wake Crean up?
I didn't.
He was sleeping at the board? Come on, Crean.
He like, kind of looked at me all startled.
You narked on him, too, by the way.
I did nark on him. And, he was like, normally I don't get up until about 3 in the afternoon. My sleep pattern's all screwed up.
3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, this is about noon, 1 o'clock.
Come on.
So, yeah, it was still prime sleeping time for Crean. But, no, I had a great weekend, and it was a lot of sunny. I bet on horse racing. I never do that, but I gambled and I lost all three bets I made.
All right. Well, we have a betting story from Drew Diener. I'm not sure he talked about it on his show. I'm not exactly sure. I didn't hear every single minute. I would imagine that's all. I mean, Diener almost hit like a pick four. Like he almost nailed pick four, pick five, and then, you know, things happened and bleep happened and he lost at the last second. So we'll get to that. Also, Diener versus Bashir continues.
Yes.
What the next chapter of that is, I do not know. We shall see after today's, I was going to say scrimmage, after today's speech from one Governor Bashir, so we can get to that. As it pertains to the Christian Lander stuff, obviously we will not talk about Indiana basketball, but I do think it's interesting now with it becoming official, if we go into next season with Indiana, the clear-cut number two team in the area, and I don't mean in the country. Again, I mean Kentucky being one, Indiana being two, and Louisville being three. I don't know if that's a hot take, and we can get into some other stuff. New York, not just New York City, but the state of New York is ready, per their governor, Andrew Cuomo, to do whatever it takes to get sports to come back, and that is professional sports, and that is news today just because of the battling we have here in Kentucky. I would be worried if I were a Louisville or a Kentucky fan, quite frankly.
I'm with you.
We shall see. We have a lot of time. We can talk about that. The Pac-12, there's a story about them as they're going to ruin this for the rest of us. I want to get to that. I am not taking a shot. I am just amused. The peak of journalism, one of the peaks of journalism in this area, the Courier Journal, has resorted to Mount Rushmore talk. I feel like they're firing the Mount Rushmore bullet a little bit too early. It's not even June yet, and I feel like they have fired their most precious bullet. Has the Courier Journal, the peak of journalism?
That hurts.
What is your Mount? Who is in your Mount Rushmore in Kentucky? A thoroughly crappy question, but one that will garner some interest, so we can talk about that. And Locke took you down today.
I heard.
We have Locke sound on the UK cheerleading stuff today. Rummage, we have Rummage stuff today.
Oh, good.
You best believe
it. I love Rummage.
You damn right you do. So we're set up, and also we have you being, and I actually agree with Locke on your buffoonery on this.
Okay.
DeAndre Williams would have been better than the ninth man on Kentucky's team.
No, he would not
have.
He
would have started.
He would have been
a starter. He would have been, if nothing else, the first big off the bench. What
false.
Is your problem with DeAndre Williams?
That's false. Keon Brooks is the starter, number
Keon
one.
Brooks.
Number two, Isaiah Jackson's playing before him.
Wait. Mitch mumbled into the mic. I didn't hear him.
Sorry, Mitch.
What did you mumble?
I'm not going to say it again, but.
What?
I said, give me a break. Keon Brooks is the starter.
He is. He's not. DeAndre Williams is. Here's the thing.
He tried to make it sound like he dropped the F-bomb.
I thought he did.
I'm going to say it again. I'll never say what I said again.
I'm sorry.
I'll never say it again. Well, what did you say? Well, Keon Brooks isn't the starter. Whoa!
Give me a break.
Yes,
if I say it's going to go on a mixtape, and I don't want to go on a mixtape.
Would you call him a bum?
No. I said gag me, all right? Stop with that nonsense, Strebel. This Keon Brooks.
No, you, because you noticed Strebel did this sea of blue because he's got nothing to do. His Saturday crappy morning article that gets Locke all riled up.
It does.
It gets him all riled up where you're a gas bag, right? And you don't keep it real. And DeAndre Williams would be ninth.
No, I firmly
and by the way,
that.
He said I was in it. Kentucky was in it to the end. Oh, he put it on Cal.
Yeah, which is a lie, by the way.
He put it on Cal.
That's fine.
How would you know?
Oh, come on.
How would you know?
That's a complete fabrication.
Out of all the places we could have started, this is the worst one, and I love it.
I don't know.
Let's settle into it. No.
Okay.
No, the Courier wondering the Mount Rushmore is the worst article.
That's the
worst one. No, it is the worst topic you could potentially have.
Yes.
So, I guess we can get into that. Go ahead, get it out of the way.
Okay. No, all I'm
finish
saying.
Finish your thought. DeAndre Williams says, "Oh yeah, Kentucky wanted me bad."
Okay, that's fine. Then if they wanted you so bad, then why didn't you commit when you said you were going to commit? Once Olivier Saar committed, he got scared. And he ran away to Penny, which is fine. I don't blame him. He had the best option to play at Memphis. He'll get all the minutes he wants and needs at Memphis. He's going to be probably their second or third best player, depending on who's coming back and if Penny can get any damn recruits at all. But he's going to be a player at Memphis. I will stand firm in my thought that he wouldn't have been the eighth or ninth player on the bench. And if he would have picked Kentucky, Locke would have crushed him. Well, Cal's got a resort to getting Evansville players now. The team that beat him, he's got to go.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a perfect pivot. He's in a good spot.
He's in a great spot.
He's in the best spot.
Either way, he could be negative towards Kentucky, and that's what he's doing. Everybody.
I mean, this kid crushed Kentucky. And Penny made sure I didn't talk to any of the assistants. It was just him. He built a relationship. Well, you know, Cal didn't do that. You got to go through Justice, and then you got to go through Kenny Payne, and then you got to go through Tony Barbee. It's like levels of a video game.
It is.
You have to go through all of the smaller bosses to get to the one big boss. He just called Cal out. Look at that.
Unless you're a star, and he's not a star, which is fine.
It came down to Kentucky and Memphis, but Penny really showed he cared for me. Look at that.
He
look
does.
At that. Penny cared for him.
He
How
does
because
he's not getting James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa anymore, so he's got to be begging DeAndre Williams to come because he ain't got anybody else. Where did all those stars go? I thought Penny was going to be the new hot
blue
guy on the recruiting trail. I thought he was going to start slaying fools. He had one class, and now he's got to go on his hands and knees and beg DeAndre Williams to come. And Lance Thomas to come play. So shut up, DeAndre Williams. It's a lie, and you know it.
Well, how do you know it's a lie?
Because everybody knows it. Penny cared for me.
Penny
really
cares for him.
Really, yeah, Penny cares.
Yeah,
Penny cares for you so he doesn't get fired in his third year.
He goes, Kentucky, they were fighting until the end. Penny just showed the better hand.
Yeah.
He wanted a true relationship with me, and it stuck out to me real huge. Save that for the mixtape.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure James Wiseman still wants that big relationship with Penny. I bet Precious Achiuwa is going to be coming back to Memphis and doing whatever crappy halftime ceremony that they do there. But, no, again, Locke's going to be Locke, and he crushed me. He would have crushed me the other way. And I would, if he would have committed to Kentucky, I would have still said he's the eighth or ninth man on the bench. And I firmly believe that. Firmly believe that.
How about that, Mitch? DeAndre Williams at the very end resorted to crapping on Kentucky. And Calipari.
Yeah.
What a great win that would have been for people that backed Penny like me. Unfortunately, Strebel's right, and then he has no recruiting class this time, and James Wiseman ended up playing, what was it, 2-3 games?
Something
for
like
him.
That, yeah.
So crappy DeAndre Williams talk is how we start things off today on the take on ESPN 680-1057. Mitch, you'll like this. Let's get some sound. Big Easy has texted me. Entertain me.
Oh, okay.
The rain has stopped, which means the milling continues. All of the workers were at home hanging out with their families, and Big Easy called them back in.
Said,
we're going to work tonight. We're going to work till the sun goes down at 8:45.
Get on roads.
There's a project in Lexington. These roads aren't going to mill themselves.
That's right.
Mill, yeah.
Mill, yeah. See, I want a Big Easy McCrite milling mill, yeah, sir.
Well, no, he got me a yellow shirt, and it was a 6X. Hey, buddy, hope you can wear this one. I'm like, hey, yo, I know I'm not, like in shape, but it was like a 4X. I end up cleaning my lawnmower with it.
What
am I supposed to do with it? It's a 4X. What am I supposed to do with it? Wear it to bed? Have had my wife wear it to bed like one of my big T-shirts? It's so sexy. Yeah. When Nikki walks around the house in that McCrite Milling 4X shirt.
Yeah, and a T-shirt.
Yeah.
McCrite Milling 4X shirt. Which big guy did he take that from? You know, one of his employees, one of these, you know,
they call him Bear.
Bear, yeah. Bear. It's Bear's shirt, and he left it on the site, and he's like, I'll give it to Andy. That's what happened. He got re-gifted, Andy.
Bear ain't going to ride in my F-250. He farted in there.
Bear stinks. Bear chews tobacco.
Does McCrite Milling have an employee named Bear?
You know they
who
do.
Stinks up the porta potties? Yes or no? At ESPN 680. I'm kidding, Mitch. Before I admit that pops up on the thing.
Oh my gosh! People would be like, "What the hell are they talking about right now?"
By the way, Matt Norlander's. I've done a poor job opening this show. It's my fault. Matt Norlander will join us at 4:15. He's from CBS Sports. We'll talk some college basketball with him, and then Mangus, our guy Mark Ennis, is going to be hanging out. We will play some of the hottest anti-Kentucky take or Louisville takes this Dribble has had over the last week for Mark. That will be the 5 o'clock hour. We'll have a Indiana post-game show at some point, unless Big Easy's too busy. We may call the Grossmans. I'm not sure if Jack's awake yet. It's only 3:15.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't know. What can we tickle our guy Big Easy with today? The Indiana stuff, how they'll never get another five-star not named Romeo.
He went
all in on that. I don't know if Mitch found that sound, though. Have you?
Yeah, I did.
Perfect.
All right, well, let's go ahead and play it then.
I got to find it, though, real fast, because I pulled up like 100 sounds for us to play, so give me one second.
Oh, nice. We have a plethora today.
Well, I mean, Locke reading the story of the UK nudity and they were topless
and jumping off the balcony.
Can I be honest about that story?
Yeah.
I'm scared of that story.
Why?
What do you mean, why? You're scared of everything when it comes to nudity and those sorts of things.
Yeah.
Because it's college girls being thrown into Lake Cumberland topless, Dribble. How are we why?
It's news.
I know it's news, but we don't care about the actual cheerleading team.
No.
Now you're clamming up. Now you're understanding.
Because
there's a bunch of people, that's just college kids being college kids. And I'm like, I don't know if I feel that way.
I don't feel that way.
Oh, okay, well, see, here we are. Now we're stuck.
Yeah, well, I mean,
we'll get to it.
Okay,
we'll
I have some thoughts on it. So I can, I definitely have thoughts.
Mitch, we gave you 2 minutes there. We're pontificating. Go ahead, play this.
Right now, who just signed yesterday? Oh, it's Armand Franklin. Mm. What's his consensus? 146.
Uh-oh.
Now, they are in on Keon Brooks, Trendon Watford, Trace Jackson Davis. Those are all top 25 guys. What does Archie Miller have to do to sell me Zach McCrite, Big Easy, or any IU fan? Get a top 25 guy who's not Romeo Langford.
Oh, that's it?
Wow.
So now Locke has to be sold on Archie Miller.
Yes. This is what he has to do to sell me on Archie Miller. Keon Brooks or Trace Jackson Davis.
No five-star should ever go to Indiana ever again, ever in the history of the program. That's not an extreme statement, is it?
By the way, Big Easy goes, have you noticed Dribble has a standard pivot for every roadblock that kept a player from coming to Kentucky? Number one, they had more minutes for him than Cal did. Number two, he wouldn't have been the ninth man at Kentucky. Number three, Kentucky was in it to the end. That's a lie, complete fabrication when he has no idea. Gag Mitch. That's exactly what Big Easy just said.
That wasn't my take on Harms. My take on Harms was I was very upset about that one. You all know, this is common knowledge. I don't care about DeAndre Williams. I never did. I never wanted him on the team. Once they got Olivier Saar, I cared even less. And people try to make it look like a big deal. It's not a big deal at all. Go to Memphis. Enjoy the NIT. God bless. That's it. Those are my thoughts. I've been consistent with him the entire time. Have I not?
Texas says, hell yeah, McCrite Milling has an employee named Bear that stinks up the porta potty. His name is Big Easy.
Well done. Bear Easy.
Texas says he's not scared. Cal just can't recruit anymore. Penny busting that bleep. That coming down at 437-968.
Yeah. That...
Texas says Williams going to Memphis for that player development. His words, Williams not impressed by Kenny Payne, the big man whisperer.
That's fine. Again, James Wiseman got developed right out of the NCAA. Congrats.
Texas says, did you see Strebel thought Terrence Clark was Isaiah Jackson? He tweeted it, then deleted the tweet, LOL. That coming down at 437-9680.
That happened. He's a lot taller than I thought he was.
I didn't see that. What did you do now?
All right, so that video that came out.
Yeah, so a video came out over the weekend of Terrence Clark and B.J. Boston. By the way, Rivals has B.J. Boston in the top five or six. Yeah. He's a couple spots ahead of Terrence Clark. So B.J. Boston, unanimously, I believe, B.J. Boston, Kentucky's highest-ranked recruit. He has passed him in the last few months. Terrence Clark was that guy. B.J. Boston ends up in the final rankings, at least for 24/7 Rivals, a few spots ahead of Terrence Clark. But a video came out of them not social distancing, of them working out.
Yes.
They got DBN in a tizzy. Devin Askew was there. I'm not sure why there needed to be a bench there. Steve Rummage does want to know, was Devin Askew's mother there? just creeping around the gymnasium. He's just wondering.
Just wanting to know.
Okay, so those guys were working out, and that got DBN in a tizzy,
yes,
including you. And you did what now?
Okay, so Terrence Clark's a lot bigger than I thought. Like he's a lot taller. He's listed as 6'7", but I don't know. He looked like a power forward, and he's doing these amazing dunks. And he just looks like a beast. And I thought, because the original tweet said something about Isaiah Jackson that the video was on, so I thought it was Isaiah Jackson. So I retweet. I said Isaiah Jackson looks like a monster, and then someone said that's not Isaiah Jackson. It is Terrence Clark, and I took it down because I felt stupid.
So you had Terrence Clark and Isaiah Jackson mixed up.
Yes. Because I was at the gas station. Right. I was pumping gas, and I just looked at the tweet, and it said something about – it said
– yeah, if you had J.J. Redick and Greg McDermott, would you have got them confused?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not the point. But I felt stupid, so I deleted
Rex Chapman and John Hood. You get them confused if you were to see them in public?
Yes.
Oh, is that John Hood or is that Rex Chapman? I can't tell.
I wouldn't know what they would look like. I don't know. But it was a mistake on my part. So, but yeah, I was very enthused about the workout tweet because I mean Terrence Clark, he's a big kid. He's a big kid. Here it goes.
It's just you being such a I mean, you would be crushing Louisville fans if they saw one of their players dunk. In fact, I'm sure you did. His name was Aiden Agahon.
No, I didn't crush him for Aiden Agahon until he showed up to campus and didn't do anything. Then I crushed him for Aiden Agahon. And Aiden Agahon was the one that tweeted out, "I haven't shot a basketball in three months. And these guys are finding time to work out. I think Boston and Askew live in California. Clark lives in Boston, Massachusetts, or in the Massachusetts area. And they still find a way to shoot a basketball. But Aiden Agahon just found his, I guess. I don't know.
Texas says Strebel tries to clown and call anyone who deletes a tweet a coward. Who's the coward now? That coming down at 437.
No, deleting tweets, making fun of people, not making mistakes. There's a huge difference. You want to make fun of somebody or you want to come at somebody, don't delete the tweet. But if you say something stupid or make a mistake, obviously that tweet can be deleted. Two different things.
Here are the back-to-back ones that this guy sent before we take a break, 437-9680. What kind of bum vice president is Drew Deenard that he doesn't have his own pool at his estate? Followed by, Strebel thought that was Charlie Strong dunking. I mean, you're being crushed right now.
And rightfully so.
And that's a great job by that. That's a great job by that texter because I didn't see that over the weekend.
But that's fine. I'll be honest about it. I could have lied and said I don't know what you're talking about because there would have been no evidence of it. But I'll be honest. I want to be honest here. So you know, I owned up to my mistake. There it is. And yeah, you come at somebody, then you delete the tweet and block them. You're a coward. There you go.
Texas says what UK cheerleaders call basket tossing, Round Daddy and Emily call Thursday night. Coming down at 437-9680. Let's take a break. We're all over the place. Chip Patterson, I want to get to some sound. He's from CBS Sports. We'll get an IU pregame show at some point. Strebel, do you have a graduation speech
yeah.
that you would like to give?
Sure.
You want to do that in the 4 or 5 o'clock hour today?
Sure thing.
You're good to go on
I'm
that.
Good to go, yes.
The Nebraska State Senator, did you happen to hear his speech that he gave? Oh, it's great. You've got to hear this.
Okay,
so, yeah,
can't wait.
We'll play that. And a bunch of other nonsense. I do have a couple things, a couple updates as it pertains to sports coming back. And I want to try to get this Twitter topic off the ground as well. 437-9680, Matt Norlander at 415, Mark Ennis hanging out at 5 o'clock. It's a take on a Monday on ESPN Louisville.
Time now for the take with Andy Sweeney.
No, I just want to make sure that I get this wording correct because I'm very, very upset about it too. So let me go back to the list. And get the okay. Here it is. The Cardinals should play at eye level with Kentucky for the most part of the next decade. I read that and almost vomited.
And James Strebel.
And they're going to be at eye level with Kentucky? What kind of horse manure is that list? I mean, eye level with Kentucky? No.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Texas says Mitch bumbling and stumbling and fumbling through the Sports Center update. Yikes. Reminder, Governor Andy Beshear at 5 o'clock will have his press conference live and in full over on 93.9 The Ville. And then Drew Diener, Jason Nemus hanging out for last call at about 6 o'clock or so, 6:15 or so. That will be over on 93.9 The Ville. But you are listening to The Take. We got you all the way until 6 o'clock. Matt Norlander will join us. He's from CBS Sports. We'll talk with him in 45 minutes or so. And then at 5 o'clock, Mark Ennis has some time for us. So we'll have fun with him. Kind of an odd way to say it, but there you go. 437-9680, hanging out with you for another couple hours. Mitch, I didn't hear the entirety of your Sports Center. I thought you saved it occasionally. I thought you saved it.
Hey, Ramon, what's up? It's just going to be one of those days.
That was Ruby. Oh. Yeah, I think she just heard the mailman, and that's exactly what happened.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just going to be one of those. For some reason, like, my throat is just really dry today. I don't know what it is, but, like, I've chugged, like, two focuses already today, so I'm probably going to be, like, super hyper, but, like, I just can't talk today for some reason.
You cod-mouth today.
Yeah.
A little bit cod-mouth.
Yes.
Huh. Well, that's not good for the radio. Now it makes me want you to do more on the air.
Yes.
Yeah. Now I kind of want you to carry. Would you carry the Matt Norlander interview, and we'll just chime in with a question each?
Yeah, then you could do it, Mitch.
I mean, I thought you were going to play that rejoined for Matt Norlander.
Oh, I got another one saved, but he's at 4:15, so I don't know if we're gonna take a break before.
Okay. Texter says, is Strebel gonna turtle?
Texter
says Mitch needs to learn how to do a Sports Center without a dip in his mouth. Texter says Mitch grinding through hiccups on a Monday, that a boy. He's got his Motorola faux show. That coming down at 437-9680. Sounds like Mitch has a. I'm not going to finish that one.
Oh.
Yeah. Texas says Mitch went for it on fourth down instead of punting.
Damn right I did.
Good for you.
I might have came up short, but still, you got to appreciate the effort.
Texas says, Round Daddy, please start teaching summer school, preferably 3 to 6. Thank you. Texter says, it's so BBN to become engorged over dunk highlight gym videos if that only translated to March. That must be a Louisville fan, and I guess they're not talking about A. Nagahan there.
Yeah.
Texter says, I once confused Ryan McMahon and Darius Perry. That coming down at 437-9680. Texter says, is Norlander the one who wouldn't come on Anderson's show anymore because Jason talked too much? Yeah.
Is it? Okay. So new 3 to 6 host, Norlander's back.
Right. That means we should ask very long questions at 4:15.
I'll give a whole thing on Chris Mack.
Just an entire breakdown.
I had no idea that was the case. That's really true. He wouldn't come on because Jason talked too much.
I mean, Jason made it to the point to where an interview that, you know, 15 minutes. I'm sure you've noticed if you listen to Jason's show and this show. I mean, we cut him down in half, except for DeCourcy. But DeCourcy gives long answers anyway. You can ask five questions and get 25 minutes at least out of Mike DeCourcy. But Anderson, oh, yeah, he and Norlander, he kept Norlander like 35 minutes several times.
But then
eventually they got a hold of Norlander, and Norlander's like, nah, you got my wrong cell phone.
Oh, so it was a cell phone issue, maybe.
Yeah, well, I don't really think that was the case. Yeah. And Magic Mike was like, I don't know the exact truth, but I believe it was 98% Jason talks too much.
Okay.
Right.
Fair enough. I understand. But
that's not really talk too much. The interviews are lengthy.
Yeah, well, I'm guilty of asking questions like that, too, where the questions carry on for multiple sentences instead of just being one sentence, boom, let's go.
437-9680. I want to bring this up. And, Mitch, let's go ahead and get Locke talking about the UK cheerleader situation. Someone said, why won't you talk about the cheerleaders, but you talked about Katina Powell and her daughters? To which I would say, well, one of them were college students, and Katina Powell and company are prostitutes. That is the first place to start. The other one is it's a cheerleading story compared to a men's college basketball team. Okay, that takes away a tournament, that takes away multiple banners, and has big time players disassociated with by the university. They're not the same. Although we will talk about it here.
Sure.
Well, the only
reason to be talked about.
I want to get into other things. The only reason I bring it up is I don't know what to do with the story. I guess I should catch everybody up on it. But Kentucky has fired, their entire staff, essentially.
Yeah.
Hang on just a second. Their entire staff. And, you know, Rick Bozich wrote about it, and he's right. Why did they need four different, why do you need four different coaches with these team members? But I don't know how much you want to talk about it. And the reason I struggle with this is I don't know how to have fun with this story. And I don't know where the lines are to this story. And I don't know what the background is to all of this. Like, in other words, what are the mitigating factors? Was there something with the cheerleading team that they've been wanting to change for a number of years, right? Like, right now you have the XFL and Vince McMahon fighting Oliver Luck.
Yes.
And part of the reason that they fired Oliver Luck was, the third reason, if you've read this, is he used his cell phone, his XFL cell phone, for personal use, okay? So you can already tell that somewhat flimsy, okay?
Sure.
And so I don't know when the cheerleading team goes to Lake Cumberland and there is alcohol involved. I don't know. It's obviously not right, but I don't know what the lines are when they're like, well, now the cheerleading team's going to be just like everybody else. I'm like, okay. And again, the point is, it's not a party. Of course, the Kentucky basketball and football team, they go to parties, whatever. It's a UK-sanctioned event. When you go to Lake Cumberland, okay? Okay, for a weekend getaway, you are under the guidance of the University of Kentucky. So I understand why it's wrong. I understand why it's a bad look. I understand why a bunch of people today lost their jobs. I'm just wondering if there was anything else that got this started, right? And then you start to look into things, and then you get this. Is this something that is one or two families, one or two students, not to make them... it doesn't take a lot of people to say, okay, now we need to start looking into something. It can be a couple parents. It can be a couple kids that are uncomfortable with what's going on. Locke talked about it today, and I don't know. Is it just all, like, it's, there's men and women there.
Right.
What's that, I don't know that dynamic either.
Like, who stays with who? Are there separate cabins for the women and the men? And what, like... I think the big thing here probably was, what were the adults doing while all this was going on? And were they monitoring? Were they taking part in the festivities? Did they see something and just say, okay, just walked away? I've been on both sides of this before, as an athlete and then as an adult on one of these school-sanctioned trips. And it's completely different. Like, as a kid, you're trying to get away with everything. You're trying to figure out ways to circumvent the adults. As an adult, you're trying to figure out all the tricks and see what, you know, like, trying to game plan all of the everything that could go wrong. And
okay, so what would you have done here?
In this situation, I
no, Mitch, turn your mic off. Let's do it. What does UK cheerleading coach James Strible do when people are being thrown in the water bottomless or topless? The routine known as a basket toss. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
You put a stop to it. You go and you say, everybody in your rooms, get out of here. You confiscate. If there's alcohol involved, you confiscate it. And you're very upfront with what happened. You don't try to hide it. You don't try to sweep it under the rug. I mean, he goes to Mitch Barnhart, or he or she, whoever the head coach was, goes to Mitch Barnhart and says, hey, look, this is what happened. And you get in front of it and you get ahead of it. And you say, the situation was handled. We monitored it from there on. And you have to be honest with this stuff. You can't just have your boss finding out secondhand that something like this went down. And hazing is, I mean, hazing is a weird thing. When you, it's when I was part of the you know, football teams, I mean, worse stuff. I've seen worse stuff than that.
Mitch,
and it was awful.
Mitch, do you believe if he were the gymnastics, do you believe if Round Daddy was in charge of all of this, he would have taken all of the alcohol and sent them back to their separate bunks?
I mean, the text line's got to be crushing Strieber right now.
I'm going to read it here in a second.
That's probably what
But I don't know what to do with it. The only thing that makes it interesting to me is that the UK cheerleaders, that team got away with it for a long time because they got to operate outside of the athletic department, and now they operate within the athletic department. And we know what Mitch Barnhart thinks about alcohol.
Yes, this to him is like Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like the worst of the worst. I can't believe that there was drinking and or nudity involved. I bet he was just mortified.
The other thing, when this story broke, is there a better person to have read what apparently went on? Like coaches allowing cheerleading alumni to bring boats and alcohol to their treat, where some cheerleaders were partially naked and or drinking while riding on boats.
Yeah, I mean, you can't let that happen.
Is there any...
You can't let that happen.
You're going into teacher mode.
I am.
And it's disgusting.
I know, but you
I hate
can't.
This look on your face. Let's play some lock sound because I'm not sure we know how to talk about this on a Monday.
Here's the details. All right, should have led with this. During a team retreat at Lake Cumberland, some cheerleaders performed gymnastics routines that included hurling their teammates from a dock into the water while either topless or bottomless. The routines, known as basket tosses, were done at the direction of other members of the squad and within the view of at least some of the coaches. Dun, dun, dun. Coaches allowed cheerleading alumni to bring boats and alcohol to the retreat, where some cheerleaders were partially naked and or drinking while riding on boats. Coaches did not confiscate alcohol brought to the retreat by some squad members or intervene to stop students from consuming alcohol. Several squad members became so intoxicated they required medical treatment. And during a cheerleading camp in Tennessee, some cheerleaders were directed by other members of the squad to perform lewd chants and wear outfits that did not include underwear.
That last line. Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. Texter, this is a split. Listen. This story right here.
Yeah.
Is the most divisive story because I'm getting a lot on the text line. None of this even matters. But what people don't understand is it's tied in with the school. That's what matters. Otherwise, it's a bunch of college kids doing what college kids do, or at least the ones that are cool do.
Right.
Not us.
No. If it was just like the cheerleaders off on their own out doing this stuff, it would not have been a big deal. They might have gotten a suspension or in trouble, but no one would have gotten fired.
What if when you were in college, a bunch of cheerleaders were like, we're going to Lake Cumberland? What does a younger James Strible do?
Well, a younger James Strible would not have been invited.
Well, obviously.
But if young James Strible would have been invited, I would have gone and been very scared and awkward the entire time.
Mitch, what if that happened right now?
Oh, I'd be getting blasted.
What if your buddy knew a bunch of seniors who were cheerleaders at U of L, and they were all going to go to the lake one Saturday, and you were invited?
Oh, we're going and getting plastered. No doubt about it.
And if one of these females asked you what you did for your work, what would you say? How would you make it sound better than what you actually do, which is cutting up stuff like that of lock?
Oh, well, I'm doing curly? Like, I'm not in college still?
Oh, you're just going to lie and say you're all the way back to college.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I'm in college.
Okay, there we go.
Give me more lock sound talking about the UK cheerleading scandal.
The UK cheerleaders, all kinds of trouble. Their head coach has been fired. Every assistant's been fired. The longtime advisor to the program has been fired. They're all been run because, God forbid, alcohol and nudity at a team retreat.
He sounds like he's for it.
Well, we had the UK cheerleading breaking news. If you've not heard that story, they fired their entire cheerleading staff after a three-month investigation revealed that at a retreat there was alcohol and nudity. Oh, my God. Cover your eyes and cover your ears and wash your mouth out with soap. Alcohol and nudity with college students.
I agree with Locke on this. I don't know what to do. Mitch, you guys got to help me here. I'm scared of this story because I'm scared to admit that I smile when I saw this story.
Here's the thing.
And the people that are taking it serious, I understand why they're taking it serious.
Right.
I absolutely do. And it's very serious to go boating intoxicated.
Yes.
But it's just it's the most stereotypical college thing where everyone listening is going, damn, that sounds like a good time.
Absolutely.
That was my very first thought.
But that's what's being fought here is, damn, that sounds like a good time. But there's obviously the reason that you get people that get fired, lose their job, get publicly disgraced. Whatever it is, and then obviously things are going to change within the athletic department. I don't know why they weren't under the athletic department, but that's a whole fight for a different time, and I don't know if that's good or bad for the future of UK cheerleading, because I don't care about UK cheerleading. But every stereotype right now of sports radio is working against us doing this story. Seriously.
Yeah.
You understand. So when you limped in with your take from 1976, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it. I feel like Locke is right here.
Fundamentally, he is right, because I'm sure many of them.
Fundamentally, you're right.
Well, I'm saying that the idea that they're college kids and this is what college kids do, and I'm sure there were multiple cheerleaders on the team that might have been 21 or over. I mean, that's not out of this realm of possibility, and should be allowed to do that if they want anyway. But again, from the perspective of their underage kids there. The alcohol is being provided by outside sources that were also linked to the program and that coaches were watching while it was going on. That's where the trouble comes in. If it had just been a wild party and there were no coaches there and it wasn't under the banner of UK Athletics, it was just move on. That's what kids do. But since there were adults there that were supposed to be in charge, then, yeah, they're going to get – it's like if some of my students went out and were smoking cigarettes without – anybody knowing about, just on their own, and their parents caught them, and then they get in trouble at home, and then that's all there is to it. But
did you catch anyone smoking a cigarette this year at
no.
your school?
No. This is a hypothetical situation. But if they were smoking cigarettes in the bathroom, and I caught them, and not only did I not do anything about it, I asked them for one too and smoked one with them. Guess what's going to happen to me? I'm going to get fired.
Hey, would you get fired if? Oh, you have middle schoolers. What if you worked at a high school?
I was about to say, what's the worst thing, Streeble, you've ever caught a student doing? The where you're like, this kid might actually get like expelled from school.
I can't talk about it. I'm not talking about that. Mitch, you can't answer
that Mitch,
question.
That's
man.
Like that, Mitch, that's like that's like saying, "Hey, Calipari, how do you give money to all these recruits?"
Yeah, what really happened with Derrick Rose?
Texter makes a good point. It's the hazing as well. That's yes. a good point as well. No, yeah. I believe the story is wrong, but when you read it on its face value, I just want to say there's a ton of people that feel like, "Oh, this isn't a big deal."
Right, and understand where those people are coming from. I get it. I really do. Like Locke likes it because of the optics of cheerleaders being thrown off a dock half-dressed. That's why Locke likes this story. If it was UK basketball players, oh, I can't believe it. Calipari should have been fired, and he should have been monitoring Nick Richards bonging a beer.
Mitch, do we have the Cal stuff, the Cal questions from today as well?
Here we go.
Yeah, these are great.
Here we go.
Yeah, they're great.
All right, text line. Imagine if UK basketball players were at a team function getting drunk, running around with their bleeps out. Would they fire Cal? Would they fire Cal? That's the question. That's a great text. If the exact same thing happened to the UK men's basketball team and there was found that they went to a retreat and they were drinking alcohol and playing games with the pants off, mark the hell out of that. Would they fire John Calipari?
Playing games with their pants off.
You guys, again, all of this added up is why sports radio should not be handling this story.
No, it's exactly right.
Okay,
I mean,
there you
I'm
go.
With you.
And Strebel's so safe on this subject, it's almost no. He has sucked the fun out of this subject at all to the point to where we had to rely on Mitch cutting lock sound to make it humorous.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. On the other end, I have a what if as it pertains to college football. Something happened. Today, actually, and something happened this weekend that I found interesting. I want to get into that. Matt Norlander at 4:15. Our guy Mark Ennis coming up at 5 o'clock. We got our Murray Minute, and we have a bunch of nonsense in between. 437-9680. It's a take on this Monday on ESPN 680.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.